Morning, church. Yeah, today is another good day, and I'm happy to stand before you today talking about the resurrection of Jesus. It's a very good, wonderful, blessed message for the church to learn about the resurrection. As we have heard the reading from the book of Matthew, chapter 16, verse 1 to 8, it's talking about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Once again, going to read these verses. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome, both spies, so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. And they entered the tomb. They saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He's not here. See the place where they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter, he's going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." Trembling and bewildered, the women were out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone, because they were afraid. So this event, it's called in the Christian a very important event for the Christian and the Christian faith too. We know that the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the foundation of Christian faith. So there is no faith. Our faith will be useless if they were not happen this event. If Jesus were not risen, it will be without any meaning, our faith. So without resurrection, the belief in God's saving grace through Jesus is destroyed. This is why this event have the people who are fighting against Christian faith, they met questioning people about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. They don't want people to listen, to accept that Jesus was risen from the dead. Because if people can understand and come to believe that Jesus was risen from the dead, then it will be for them, it will be just overcoming Satan's attack. Because when they crucified Jesus Christ on the cross, they said it is finished, he's dead. And when he's dead, it is finished, nothing will happen again. So Jesus was defeated. The way he was on the cross, he died there, it means that he was defeated. But telling people that Jesus was risen from the dead, it also, the Satan also will be defeated. So it's obvious, it is good to say that Jesus was not raised. Even they tried to lie and tell the world that Jesus was not risen, but when they came to see the tomb was empty. They said, no, his disciples came to steal his body so that they can say that Jesus was risen from the dead. This is what they say, to make a contradiction, to make stopping people so that they cannot believe on what Jesus said, because he said that he will be risen, he will die, and he will come out from death. So they say we cannot allow this message to go like that. So when Jesus rose from the dead, he confirmed his identity as the Son of God and his work and salvation. So when he said, when he was risen from the dead, this was the confirmation that he was the Son of God, and not all his work will work, and he is going to confirm the salvation for the humankind. So, in reality, his resurrection was real, was right, was literal, was physical reason. He raised with his body. His body was not left in the tomb. He came out with his body. So that was very complicating message, because one, when he died, when they put him in the tomb, they took a very large stone and put at the door so that he cannot come out, because they know that he said he will rise again. So they put the stone so that they can stop him to be risen from the dead. And no one can come and took out this big stone. So they put there the stone, and not all of that, then they sent the military, the guard, to protect it. I don't know what they were thinking, how powerful had the disciples. They were only 11 people. His disciples was 11. So they put a large stone and they put a military to protect the tomb of Jesus Christ, so that these disciples cannot come and steal the body and tell people that Jesus was risen from the dead. So they put the guard to protect it and this big stone. So it was just to keep the body of Jesus in the tomb. This is why they put all this. But even so, he was risen. We know that his body was hung on the cross between two criminals. But after he died, they took his body, they wrapped in the cloth, and they went to put him in the tomb. And they did whatever. And even the they put the seal on the this stone so that people will understand that it will be against the law. When they put already the seal, it means that nobody can come and take away the stone. So they put the seal and they put the guard to just to protect that. So this is what happened. But let us see what happened, even that they took this. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome, both spies, saw the mighty God anoint Jesus' body. Very early in the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other. Sometimes I ask myself question. These three ladies, they were just ladies, and they knew that when Jesus Christ was put in the tomb, on the entrance of the tomb were a large stone. And the soldiers, the military, were there. But they took that courage to go there. They were not strong. They had no power to roll away the stone so that they can get there and put to anoint the body of Jesus Christ. But just they stood up and just go early in the morning. They didn't understand that. I don't know. They knew that the military were there. But they just left and go. So sometimes I'm asking myself why. And if you cannot see, even when Jesus was crucified, those ladies were stood there. When Jesus was suffering on the cross, they were just there waiting, crying. So what happened? They saw. The place where Jesus was buried, they knew the place. This is why they went there, because they knew the place. But why they could take that courage to go there? They were not allowed. They will not be allowed to get in the tomb. But they just left and go. This is amazing. It's amazing. This courage they took, they just let us go. And they went. While all the other disciples, they were not there. They left. They hid themselves. Not even John, Peter, Philip, Thomas, everybody. But the three women. Can you see this heart they had? This consideration they have. Without fear. Other disciples, they ran away. But these women didn't run away. We have all the four Gospels from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They wrote this event. And we have so many scriptures. Even 1 Corinthians, Paul said something about this. And in the Romans, same thing. And 2 Timothy, Ephesians, Colossians, all these things were reported. When they were asking themselves, when they were close to the tomb, they start asking each other, yes, we have come, but who will roll away the stone? Who among us, who will come to help us to roll away this stone so that we can get free way to the tomb? In our culture, it is not easy for a lady, not even the lady, even the man, to go and see the dead body. If somebody is already dead 2 days after, you can, it's not as easy. You just, if even we go to the mortuaries, there are only men who go there and who can go there and start helping to put the body in the, what do you call it? Yes. Only the men who prepare that. And the pastor can come there if he's a Christian who is dead. The pastor is just there to see, to control, to see how things is going on. But all ladies are aside there. The children cannot even come closer. But today's, with evolutions, people start coming. But it's not easy. So can you imagine how these ladies came early in the morning, meaning that at that day they didn't sleep. They could not sleep because they were thinking about this event. They were thinking about the suffering of Jesus Christ because they were suffering. They were crying all the day long. This is why they even didn't know that it is still dark, but they just came out and say, we are going. They were waiting the Sabbath to be over so that they can go. So, it meant that in their hearts, they had this situation going. Now, and the women left to the tomb, they saw sitting in the, and they saw an angel sitting, and they saw the stone was already rolled away. And instead of being happy, they were afraid. They were trembling. What happened? What happened? You see, the tomb is already empty. There is no way. There is no stone again. And they saw angel there. Something new happened. The messenger from God has come, and they were waiting. Instead of seeing the military, They saw different people. They saw the angel. They didn't see the military again. They didn't see the stone on the entrance of the tomb. The tomb was open. And instead of seeing the military, they saw the angel. Let us turn first in the book of Matthew, chapter 28. Matthew 28. I want to see something here. After the Sabbath, verse 1, at dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. There was a violent earthquake. You remember when Jesus died on the cross? It happened also that a violent earthquake also. Until the curtain which was separating the holy of holies, something like that, was cut and opened the place. Because at that time in the temple, only the high priest could go this side and give offering, offer sacrifice. And other people could meet there. But this time, by the death of Jesus Christ, everything was opened. And to be opened, it was also another earthquake, which caused even the split of this curtain and even the tomb. The dead were risen. And they said that the bodies of the holies came out from the tomb. But I have something that I'm thinking about. Why? Because those bodies came out the day that Jesus was the same time he was died, but the body could not be seen in the town until Jesus was resurrected. Where were these bodies? Because Jesus Christ was risen the third day. For these 3 days, where were these bodies? That is the question. Because can we let us check these things in the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verse 27, verse 48. If somebody can be quick to read that, it can help us. Matthew 27, verse 48. Oh my goodness. What? Am I going to read? We are reading in the Matthew. Continue. 53.
They came out of the tomb after Jesus' resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared to many people.
Yes. This is what I was asking. So, after Jesus was resurrected, the body, many body they came out. Let's start by 51. And that moment, the curtain of the temple was turned into two from top to bottom. The earth shook, the rock split, and the tomb broke open. The bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life. They came out of the tomb after Jesus' resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared to many people. So my question is, these things happened when Jesus was dying on the cross. And now it says in 53, they came out of the tomb after Jesus' resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared to many people. So might be here a gap theory. There is any space, any time here, because when Jesus was raised from the dead, and they made the body of the holy people. So we have so many things that we can learn from this moment. When Jesus was on the cross, one of the criminals said, "You will remember me when you get to your kingdom." He said, "Today you will be with me in paradise." So, this tomb were opened, and these bodies were risen, and they start showing in the city. After this moment, they disappeared. They didn't stay. They didn't leave again. They disappeared. When Jesus was risen, after that, we could not see these people again. They appeared and they left. And I don't want to go in deep in this situation because we know that when Jesus went there for 3 days, he went to take captive those people who were taken captive by Satan. He took them from his captivity and he released them. So I don't want to go deep in this situation, but what I'm saying here is just an idea that I took about this earthquake which happened when Jesus Christ died on the cross, and when he was risen from the dead, this earthquake happened and they were doing something. And this happened when the stone were taken away, and Jesus came out from the tomb. And when these women came, they could not see Jesus there. This is why the angel say, you see where they were, the body was. There's no more body here. He's risen, and he's going to meet you as he promised you in Galilee. So you can go back and tell his disciples and Peter too. Why they repeated the name of Peter? Because you know that when Jesus Christ was arrested, Peter denied Jesus Christ. And when Jesus Christ, because he had a talk with Peter, he said, you will deny me. And he said, I will not. But when it happened, Peter remembered. Jesus saw him, and he remembered that he has already denied his Lord, and he went. And he were disappointed when he left. Because Jesus was, this message was just to encourage Peter that he's still there. Jesus understood his situation. So he's not forgotten by Jesus. So you tell him that I'm risen from the dead. And when the message went to Peter and John, Peter is the one who gets in the tomb. He went in the tomb directly and tried to check, try to see where the body of Jesus Christ could be. He didn't find the body of Jesus Christ. And after that, it was confirmed that Jesus really was risen from the dead. All these things were showing, explaining something to the Christian life. The thing that was explained here, the guarantee that was being given by this resurrection is that we too in Jesus Christ, even if we die, we will not stay in the tomb. We will be risen again. So the Christians, those who died in Jesus Christ, they will be risen from the dead. And one day they will meet their Lord in the air to receive their rewards. So, it was the guarantee for us. It was the way that Jesus shows that the guarantee of salvation is confirmed through his resurrection. Because of the salvation we have, the good news we have, is that Jesus was dead and was resurrected from the dead. That is the good news. And this is what we believe. This is the foundation of Christian faith. The foundation is that Christ died on the cross, and then he was buried, and God resurrected him from the dead. This is what we believe. If we believe that, we are justified. We are saved. We believe in his work he did on the cross. And so that believing that, we have the gift. God gave us the gift of eternal life. So if there is no resurrection, then there is no faith, there is no gift, there is no salvation, there is no, there is three words I want to explain here. There is no atonement. The atonement, because in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, was also explaining his atonement he did. Of the experience of the sea. So the way Jesus accepted to die, His word out. So that the way you act